Today, my daughter Salish and her friend Ferran see how long they can hide in an amusement park without getting caught by me or a police officer.
This is an embarrassing photo of my daughter Salish. And if I can find her, I get to post it on a billboard in Los Angeles.
They have 1 minute to hide.
Go!
Salish and Ferran have to complete 10 mystery challenges.
Are you single or are you taken?
All right, what's the next challenge?
No!
Oh, my God, Salish!
What the heck?
To make it harder for me to tag them, they have 2 security guards to keep me away.
Security, stop!
Guys, my dad is right there.
Oh, shoot! Stop!
Security is grabbing him.
Let's go!
Go, Jordy, go! Salish, I'm coming for you, little girl!
Keep running, let's go! Oh my gosh, where are you taking us?
I don't know.
This is Officer Walker with the Los Angeles Police Department, and he's gonna help me find the kids. I think that's only fair because they have security guards, right?
Makes sense to me.
Are you ready? I think they're about to... Well, that's right. Come on, let's go.
Go here. All right, this is perfect, right here. So read the first challenge.
Find the scariest ride.
What if we ask somebody what the scariest ride is, and then whatever they say, go.
Walker, you're so smart.
Oh my gosh. Right, let's go ask somebody. Let's go.
Time's up. Let's find them.
Hey guys, what's the scariest ride? X2's right there. Come on.
Thank you guys. Let's go. Thank you guys.
X2's right here.
Hurry.
Let's imagine that there's a criminal. What would you do first?
Now, I'm a pitch rubber, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking every concession stand, have you seen this person? What direction have they been in? Something like that. Maybe we can get some notes.
Let's go.
Look how high this is. No, I'm not going on this.
Yes, you are.
So what's the embarrassing photo?
Oh, it's that. Oh, I promised Salish I would blur it unless I win, and then I'm posting it all over LA on a billboard.
Listen, if we get out of this ride, and let's say we're running, and we see Jordan, we have to punch Jordan.
You're a police officer.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a fighter.
Okay.
You're going to have to handle both security officers. Can you take them out?
Not a problem.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Oh, a jazz cross right.
As long as I have your permission.
Oh, you got my permission.
Officer Walker told me I got to show a photo of Salish to people and see if they've seen her. I can use that Sincerely Yours photo. I think she likes that. She's posted. Hey, has anybody seen this kid? Has anybody seen that person? Have you seen that person? By the way, it's not scary. It's my daughter. We're playing hide and seek. It's not a scary thing. If I win this challenge, the photo I'm going to show on the billboard is, whoa, it's so bad. I can't wait to win.
1 out of 10. How scared are you? Are you 6, 7?
You make me want to go home. No, I don't know.
6, 7.
Like, this is why I don't hang out with her.
Have you seen that person? Oh, you know her. Did you see her?
No.
No, okay. If Salish can't complete her 10 challenges before I catch her, just wait to see the photo. In case you guys think I'm mean posting a bad photo of my daughter all over LA, listen, she did it to me. Are you kidding me? This is revenge.
Ooh. All right, all set, ready to go?
Get me off the drive. I'm not built for this. I'm built to be at home, playing video games.
Sorry to interrupt everybody. Has anybody seen my daughter, Salish? So sorry. Yeah, thank you anyway. Wow, so she didn't come in here, I guess. That was awkward.
Oh my gosh. Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. My brother, I love you so much. My sister, I'm going to miss you if I don't ever see you again. Oh my gosh. No!
Have either of you seen my daughter? We're playing hide and seek. I really want to win. I have the worst photo in history. I can put it on a billboard in LA if all I have to do is win.
Let's look for the biggest crowd. Wherever the crowd is at, I have a feeling that she'll be there.
That's smart.
But what I didn't see coming was that this massive crowd will make this whole challenge much more difficult, at least for me.
I need you to say as loud as you can, Salish Matter, come out wherever you are.
Salish Matter, wherever you are, come out now.
I think it could be a little louder. Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to find you, little girl. You can't hide forever. I'm going to put a billboard up with an ugly photo of you. Let's go. You want to see Aura?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been Aura. It would have been Aura.
Oh, my goodness. No, we're about to go down.
Rowan and Dell put together the challenges. I've known Rowan since he was born. I think I can think like him. And I have a feeling he would at least do one challenge that was a ride. So he would either do a silly ride to embarrass them, or he would do a scary ride to scare them.
Oh my God, Salish!
Hey guys, what's the scariest ride here?
Scream?
X2. Okay, wait. Everybody say X2 or Scream. Let's do both.
No.
Is this the exit?
Yeah.
Is this the exit? Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We're going against traffic here. I'm going through the exit because I want to check with them to see if Salish has been on this ride. Or maybe she's waiting in line.
Oh, thank God, it's over.
It's over.
That's it. This challenge is over. I'll catch them right now.
Get me out!
Excuse me. Has this girl come through this ride yet?
I can't answer it.
Okay, that sounds like a yes.
3, 2, 1. What the heck was that?
Okay, the worst thing that can happen right now is we see Jordan.
Ferran, that was my plan, but unfortunately I went to Scream instead of X2.
I want to see Victor. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, okay.
We're out of here.
I'm going to call Salish.
My dad is calling.
Hello?
Hey, I miss you guys. Would you mind just sending me a photo of you guys so I can see you happy?
No. Bye. See you later. Bye. He's trying to trick us. Okay,
yeah.
We're not falling for that, Jordan.
Yeah, Dad, we're not little kids anymore.
Your voice is so bad. Her voice is, like, so bad. We're going to have to figure out a good game plan if we see Jordan.
Don't worry about Jordan. We'll handle him.
You just see a tall guy, spiky hair?
Yeah, like some old man, yeah.
Punch, jab, cross, uppercut.
Exactly.
You guys just gave us a go, and we got you.
All right, perfect. Yeah.
Sadly for me, they aren't joking, because later those security guards will make me regret filming this video. But first, Salish is trying to fly through the challenges.
Eat food in every color of the rainbow. They have, like, convenience stores, right? Like, you know, like, they have, like, little stores, like, little snacks. Uh-huh. We could definitely find every color of the rainbow there.
You kind of have an army behind you, actually.
No, but guys, listen to my logic.
Yes, we gotta go.
They're gonna help us. If my dad sees them, my dad is gonna, like, get caught in them, you know?
Can I give you a hug? Thank you. Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you good?
Yes.
That's awesome. Bailey, thank you so much. Okay, let's keep looking for Salish now.
Yo!
Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
Red, orange. Yellow.
Green. Blue,
purple.
Let's go. Okay. You guys know how much time we're saving by doing this and not going to, like, a restaurant?
Smart.
I am smart.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now we have to eat these, okay?
We need to hide and hurry up.
Oh my gosh, there's so many people.
Guys, if you see my dad, can you please, like, make sure he doesn't come?
No way she's getting that whole crowd to look for me. You won't believe how many times I almost got kicked out of the park because of the massive crowd following me.
Hey, you guys, come on. Let's go right here.
That's exit only, Salish.
And let's eat it right here.
All right, we gotta eat this.
Red. Ew, we have to bite it. That's gross.
Orange. I think we're done. Let's move on to the next challenge.
I have a feeling some of you are going to ship Salish and Ferran after watching this video, since it's already happening on TikTok. But they've been friends for years, and that's all it is. So, guys, chill.
Instagram truth or dare.
Question's right there. Hurry up, you type so slow.
I'll do it there, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing the truth.
Are you single or are you taken?
I'm single. I dare you to go buy ice cream and lick it.
That's easy.
Okay, well, let's go.
Let's go. I know where an ice cream place is. It's over there. Come on, let's go.
Okay, come on. Okay, we're good.
All right,
we're good. Oh my gosh, go.
There's some ice cream right here.
Oh, wait, that's perfect.
I am literally so close to them, but it's hard to find anyone in this sea of people.
They're going to definitely hear me coming. Nobody who knows who Salish is allowed to tell me where she is, because that would be unfair. Otherwise, I could just ask a bunch of people to go find her. That's not fair. It's either me or Officer Walker. We're the only two people who can find her. But I can ask concession people, and I can ask the park workers. I don't know how much more time I have. There's no time limit, but I don't know how many challenges they've completed.
We have an exit here and an exit here. Okay, so if we have any conflict in the front, you can go left or right, okay?
Got it.
And we'll follow you either way, okay?
Perfect. Thanks.
Guys, this might draw
a lot of attention.
And things are already getting complicated for us.
Shoot. One of our camera people just got kicked out of the park. Officers, can I just say, these guys have been chasing us all day. We have permission to be filming here. He's with me.
I want to go that way and make some look at this.
I know. They don't want to leave. And now you're kicking my guy out.
I am so close to catching her, but her plan of sending a crowd to distract me worked better than anyone could imagine, because I was literally just outside the ice cream shop.
Hey, guys, I spotted him right there. We need to get moving.
This is nobody's fault, but the huge crowd might get me arrested.
You understand we have to maintain the safety of everyone?
Go, we gotta go.
Thank you. All right, let's keep playing. I didn't get arrested. We're good. All right. Okay. We got to come up with a plan.
Yeah, it's getting dark.
Salish has no idea I got in trouble, so she keeps sending more and more people in my direction. This is about to get out of control.
Can you go block my dad? Don't let him come to me.
Oh, it's him.
Flash pass. Maybe they went to buy a flash pass. Wow, there's a big crowd of people. Okay.
He's exactly where we posted the Instagram story. Yeah, I promise. Okay, maybe we should go that way. Let's go.
Salish posted a story. Wait, Sandy, look. Exit only. Exit only. They were right here. Did you happen to see this person with a friend?
I think I might have seen them around the
venue. Oh, thank you. So they were right next to the vending machine. They took a photo in front of that exit sign.
No way. I can't believe I missed them just because security wanted to talk to me.
All right, well, what's the next thing that we have to do?
We have to win the biggest prize in the park.
Wait, hold on. Susie, where did you get this?
At the basketball one over there.
Basketball. All right, let's go. I suck at basketball. That's like the only sport I cannot play.
Great.
There's so many people following
us.
That's like the whole park. Oh, I see it. Look at the thing. You think I'm making that?
I'll make it.
No matter if you miss, you're still a winner, bro.
How do we win the biggest prize? Come on, do you want to go first?
No, you go first. Let's go. Oh, my gosh.
All right, you go, Swan. You go.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Swan. You got this. Come on. Take your time.
If I miss, it's going to be so embarrassing. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Alright, you take that. You go.
Oh my gosh, you!
We're trying to play a game of hide and seek. If you go over to them and you start screaming, I'm gonna know where they are. I'm trying my hardest to find them without any clues, okay? Don't tell me where they are. Do not tell me where they are, even if you know.
Team Jordan!
I have no idea how many challenges they've found. I have no idea if I've ever been close. This is really hard. You know how tempted I am to check her fine friend? Have you seen this kid recently? Have you seen her? No. I gotta find her. This is getting really hard and it's getting dark.
What's the next challenge?
Win 10 games of Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot.
Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot. Okay, let's go. That's one. Shoot. Let's go. Scissors, Shoot. Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot. No! Okay. Scissors, Shoot.
Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot. Shoot. 7-1, Shoot.
Okay, 10, we're good.
This is hard. I cannot sneak up on anyone like this. What would you do, officer?
We need crowd control. We need to get them away from us. Concession stands and big crowds are going to be a main thing.
We need to get to high ground to see if we can spot the big crowd with Salish. The only issue is...
I'm scared of heights, so could you do that?
I'm down.
Oh, let's go. How long will it take us to get from here to have him going up? 30 minutes? Okay, we don't have time to look for 30 minutes.
I have a slide with Gooey. I have to tell her everything about it.
Well, you are on the carousel.
Okay, well, let's go find the carousel. We gotta go.
I genuinely don't know how my dad hasn't caught us yet.
I know. We've literally had like an army of people following us.
Jordan's gonna find us. Like, there's no way.
All right, found the carousel. All right, guys, he has to ride the carousel while I tell you about Gooey.
Salish has to complete 10 challenges. If I catch her before she completes them, I get to put a horrible photo of her on a billboard in L.A. And believe me, I wouldn't do it except it's revenge. She did that to me.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know how many challenges Salish has completed. I'm in a hurry, but they'll hear us coming no matter where we come from. Things have changed since the 10-minute photo challenge, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
As soon as I get on the ride, you have to do your little slime thing, like, really fast, because this is, like, really bad.
Are you scared? It's okay,
I'm embarrassed.
No, it's okay. No, you're scared. It's just a carousel. You're fine, Ron. You got it.
I'm not scared of the carousel.
No, I know you
it's
are.
It's embarrassing.
It's not. It's okay.
I was scared of the carousel.
I'm not scared of the carousel. It's embarrassing.
Look,
turn around. Turn around. Look at everybody looking at me. Like, this is no way.
Hey, hon. Say hi. They all wanted to say hi, that's why I called. I've got an idea, Hutch. Will you do me a favor? Will you FaceTime Salish to take a screenshot of where she is?
I'm on the highway.
Okay, all right. Bye, I love you. Say bye to Hudson. Maybe my wife will do it. Honey, I need you to do me a favor. FaceTime Salish right now. Take a screenshot where she is and send it to me. I need to know where she is in the park. I'm about to lose. All right, love you. Bye.
Gooey is a slime brand. I made a slime with Gooey, and I'm just going to show you guys what's in it. Say how awesome it is.
This is going to be so embarrassing. I need Salish to hurry up.
This is hard. There's a lot of people, which is awesome, but they're making a lot of noise. Let's just pretend that Salish and Fran are fugitives. They stole your gold chain, and you have to find them, and you have, like, minutes. What would you do right now?
I want to go over a loudspeaker and throw up what we call a roof, right? You guys want a prize. Find Salish. Find Salish prize.
Okay. Is it possible to get on the loudspeaker from here? No. Okay. Thank you. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but I'm going to try.
Lauren called Salish, but only for a second. Luckily, Lauren got this screenshot. I think I know exactly
exactly where Salish is.
I'm going to whisper this because I don't want them to hear it, but I think where she's at, the merry-go-round, got to get there before all these people do, because I don't want them to scream and then alert her. I think she's at the carousel.
These are the four slimes I have with Gooey Gooey, so let me show you what comes inside of the box. There's four different slimes, and it tells you right here which one you got. There's a cloud, a gloss, a clear, and a butter.
Let's go. We're good, right? We're good?
Nice.
Let's make the clear one. We're going to open step one, which is the base. Oh my gosh. Smells so good. Guys, these all have just like really clean and like nice, refreshing scent. So fun to play with. Put it nicely on top of this. Look how nice that looks.
Now it's just pitch black. I missed my opportunity when it was light.
Step number two, nice decoration. So I'm just going to put these on top of here.
All right, now we're going. This is so embarrassing.
Come on!
Salish, hurry up!
Okay! Step number three is some more decoration. Look how pretty that is.
All right, guys. We got to come up with a strategy because once we get off, Jordan could be waiting for us.
Step number four is reveal. This is the reveal. This is so cute. I actually love it.
Say, that's super nice. But, like, you know, if you just finish, like, we can go and be done.
I want to show them the slime. I love it. Okay.
No, take your time. It's cool. It's not like your dad's trying to follow this.
If Salish is still there, I got to sneak up on him. And I got to avoid those two bodyguards. And I got to tag her. But first, I got to see if she's still there.
Okay. I think we're done. Please tell me we're done. All right, let's go. We got to get off.
Step number five is the spiral climb. So, yeah, a little glitter. Look how perfect that looks.
They're right there at the merry-go-round. At least that's where they were.
All right, now I'm going to go ahead and play with it. So.
Listen, Salish might be right there. We got to be quiet.
Box chicken, dude.
I know, but it's just like perfect. I need to play with it. It's literally gorgeous. Okay, now I better start going. So I'm going to put it back.
You go that way, go this way. 1, 2, 3, go, 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 go.
Will you tell me you're done?
Yeah,
you done, or do I have to go again?
No, I'm done.
Okay, hurry up.
Let's
go.
Go, go. Watch the crowd. There you go. There you go.
All right, we gotta go this way. Why don't we do the scary one now?
Right, the tallest ride?
Goliath. Goliath is the tallest ride. Where's Goliath?
Okay, let's just find Goliath.
Did you see her?
I didn't see her on my way.
Just passed by.
A daughter just passed by here? That girl?
Yeah.
Yo, you saw her? Do you know which direction they went?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Guys, I think it's the horror night now.
No.
At 7 o'clock, the park switches over to Fright Fest, and the whole park turns into a giant haunted house.
Do you mind if I make one announcement to my daughter on that microphone? It's one sentence. Please let me do this. I never win. Please let me do this. Please. One announcement. Please.
Tell him what to say and he can announce it.
Security. Pull up the map and take us to Goliath. No idea where that is, but we have to get to it. Oh my God.
We're gonna go right and then left.
All right, let's go. Goliath is actually pretty scary. He has like the biggest drop. I'm scared.
It's like the biggest drop in LA.
Wait. Oh my gosh, so scary. People are gonna start coming out.
Are you gonna be scared?
I swear, I will run away.
Bro, it's gonna be like,
Stop it.
Okay. The first person.
The first person will get a fast pass.
Go, you find Salish Manor, you get a fast pass to Horror Nights. Go get her.
All right, we're going on Goliath. I'm honestly pretty scared.
You've been on it before, right?
Like once, but
so
when I was
scary.
Little. It's like a wooden ride, so I'm scared it's going to like fail. What happens if we get caught before doing all 10 challenges?
Then a really embarrassing photo goes up on me, and I'm like, I don't want that.
I have decided I'm going to break my own rule, and I'm going to let people help me because I'm getting desperate. I have a feeling Salish is going to win any minute, so I'm going to give away a fast pass to somebody who helps me find Salish. I know, I said I wouldn't do it. Nobody who knows who Salish is allowed to tell me where she is because that would be unfair. I really want to win. I always lose, and I got to put that billboard in L.A.
No, I took a photo of this over there, and then after she ran to Goliath.
Okay, thank you. Salish did a selfie here, and she was on her way to Goliath, so I think I can get there and catch her right there.
Last year's scariest.
I'm actually
scared. Does this one go upside down?
Oh, no, because I'm going to fall out. Oh.
Like, everything was just, like, pushing down.
Yeah, thanks.
On the first drop, I didn't even scream. And then it started doing, like, a loop.
We were spinning forever.
Like, it felt like...
But, like, everything was pushing down.
It felt like a dream. Like, it just did not feel
like,
real.
Like, I felt like my eyes were, like... I spoke to them.
Where's the exit to Goliath? Salish is on Goliath. Like, 10 people have told me that. I'm going to wait here at the exit and get her when she leaves. Oh, I see my...
Is this the exit?
I see my assistant.
So
okay, well, that's challenge what? That's challenge number seven?
That's seven. Like, the three other ones are in the scary part of the park.
We have to go to Fright Fest.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
No, it's not my favorite. That's the worst part. There's no way Jordan still hasn't found us.
I know. That's like
I'm, like, really surprised.
What if he's at the exit?
Oh, wait. That's a good point.
Let's look at our picture.
Okay.
They only have three challenges left, but these are the toughest ones.
Make sure Jordan's not here. Wait.
Anybody see Salish?
He's right there. We gotta go.
I am so close to catching Salish right now, but wait, she sent one of her security guards to intercept me.
How are you, sir?
Oh, no.
Go.
I'm going to introduce you to my friend, Officer Walker. Let's go.
Let's just stay here. I got him. Go.
He's here somewhere.
Oh,
run.
Go.
Salish has two security guards, so there's one more. Where's the other one?
Where's the security?
This way.
My dad's at Goliath.
Yeah, I don't know where to go.
Where is he? I can't see anything.
Take a right.
No, that's where my dad is. Sandy.
No.
Sandy was filming me, but he had to stop because his knee was hurting. That's when he happened to spot Salish and Farah.
Go inside.
If I had only stayed with Sandy, I would have caught them. Where's Salish?
I saw her.
Oh, you saw her?
Oh, yeah, I stopped here. And then I told them they went into that store. I think they must have exited the other side.
So they went that way? You can comment on cheating. I don't care. Everybody go find Salish for me.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, my God.
No. Salish, don't get scared. Listen, if you don't get scared, they won't do anything.
Oh. Security, stop. Where are they? Where is she? If Salish's security is here, I know she's close. Everybody find Salish. Salish, I'm coming for you, little girl.
I saw your dad. I scared him in the other direction, so we're good for now.
Perfect, thank you. The final three challenges are photo bomb someone's picture, film a TikTok with an amusement park character, and go through the scariest haunted maze.
Give me the TikTok. Yeah, come over here. Come here. I'm going to show you I'm not scared of you.
Why did you do that, Bron?
Can we make a TikTok together really quick? Like, put your hands on your knees and start dancing like this. 3, 2, 1, go. Hey. All right, we're good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here we go. All right, now we got a photo bomb picture. How do we do that?
Everybody, be quiet. If Salish is here, she's going to hear us coming.
That scared me.
What the heck?
Photo bomb. Go. We did it. Photo bomb. Let's go. That's good.
I don't know where they are with their challenges, but I know it's getting scarier and scarier.
Here's the maze.
I'm not going. I'm not going to that. Do we both have to go to the haunted maze?
My dad's calling you. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Salish. How many challenges do you have left?
Two left.
You have two left. Where are you?
Jordan. Do both of us have to go through the maze or just one of us?
Why are you asking me that question? I have no idea.
Okay, well, only one of us is going through the maze.
No, I'm not going for it if you don't go.
I'm not going.
Farah just made a huge mistake because now I know they're going to one of the haunted mazes. Or are they just messing with me?
They just asked me if they had to go through the maze together. Is that a joke?
Is it a setup? I don't care.
That's all I've got.
I have no idea what their challenges are, so this could be a trick. But at this point, I need any help I can get.
All right, everybody, listen up. These are two fast passes. Whoever helps me find Salish gets one of them. Go!
Literally anything in the whole entire park I'd rather do than this. Will you at least tell me what the picture is?
No.
I want to know what the picture is.
I can't tell anybody.
Farah just said that they were going to the maze. They said it as if they were going to have to do it together. I don't know if I caught them in a conversation they didn't want me to hear or if they're just messing with me, but we're here now, so we'll see if we find them.
Wait, George, he's right.
I see him.
Right there.
Oh, I got you. Okay, Salish is here.
He's here. That means we're getting close.
Turn off the light.
We're getting close to her. Back away. Go. Move.
All right. Hold on. Stay down.
Where?
They just said we're over here.
I'm pretty sure they're going to the maze. I'm right at the line to get into the maze, so I must be close to them.
Go.
Go that way.
I got you. They gotta be somewhere close.
He's not coming back.
We're great in the line.
have to wait in line.
I am sure I'm about to win this whole thing. As long as they don't send their security.
Oh, shoot! Ah!
Okay. Ah! Oh, my God. Okay.
Get off! Get off! He's back! He's back! Go, Jordan! Go! Go! Go!
Guys, we have to wait in line. We have to wait. We have to wait.
Wait, do it that way.
I think that kid sent me in the wrong direction.
Ah! Where is the exit of the maze? The exit of the maze. They'll be coming out of the maze.
Sounds good.
We're going to hide.
Guys, my dad is right there.
Hey, do you know where the exit
yes,
of the...
Yes, I do. It's right here.
You again.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
No.
Oh, he's back in there.
Oh, my God. Security is grabbing him.
Oh, no. Okay.
Let's go. Let's go.
I think he's done. I think he's done. There's one more.
One more guy.
Where is the exit? Where's the exit to the maze?
They're coming around this way.
So they can't go anywhere other than here, right?
Yeah. Okay. I have to come back.
Okay, if she's in the maze, I'm gonna get her right now.
Oh my God. Guys, we gotta wait till the line.
If this happens to be their last challenge, I have to actually tag them before they can finish the maze.
My dad's gonna catch her.
Did you guys happen to see this girl in the maze? Did you happen to see her in the maze, this girl?
They went in the VIP.
They went in the VIP? Yeah. They said she's going in.
Apparently we don't have the correct wristband, so I guess we can't go inside.
That was literally the last challenge.
And they kicked us out. I don't know what to do.
Well, we have to go to another maze.
Well, I guess, yeah.
We gotta find another maze.
You saw her over at Song.
You saw her over there? All right, somebody just told me that they saw Salish leave the VIP lane for whatever reason. So they're saying she didn't go in, so we got to go back this way now.
That is crazy. If they had the right wristband, they would have just won. But now they have to go to a different maze, and I might still have a chance.
We tried to get in the maze. We didn't have the wristband. So now we have to wait to get the wristband before the final challenge.
My shoes are making my feet hurt so bad.
I don't think I can run anymore. Like, if he stays, yes, I'm lying down and getting caught.
There's two mazes here at Magic Mountain, so I'm going to go to the second one now. Maybe I was at the wrong maze.
No, Salish, this is the only thing I'm not doing.
Farhan is super scared.
Salish, hold me.
So he needs Salish and the bodyguard to protect him. If he quits and they don't go through the maze together, I win. If they get through the haunted maze before I tag them, Salish wins again.
Have you seen her? Is
yes.
she here?
I think she made it through the line.
Can I please go get her?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Let's go. Security guard, just let me go through. I'm going to go through the entrance. Let's go. If they're in here, I got to catch them before they get out. This might be their final challenge.
Hello.
No, I'm actually scared.
I got her! Yeah! No! Yeah!
Stop! We're getting out of here right now!
Let's go!
No,
get out of here!
Oh my gosh, he was there the whole time. So you're telling me I went through that whole entire maze just to lose?
Yeah. How many challenges did you get done?
We did 10. Technically, we did 10.
We're in the last one.
Meaning if you had gotten through, you would have won?
Yeah, we would have won.
We were so close. I won.
That means that I now get to make a billboard of that very, very embarrassing photo.
I've been wondering what that photo has been.
Okay, I'm going to show you.
Okay, I'm going to show you.
You know the photo. I'm going to make the photo of a billboard of that. Are you good with that?
No.
You don't want me to do it, do you?
Not really.
The truth is, the photo isn't that bad. It's just an embarrassing expression, but I can see in Salish's eyes she really doesn't want anyone to see it. So...
Okay, I'm not going to do it.
Wait, really?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to...
I'm
not going to embarrass her publicly. It's okay. Just go have fun. Just leave. Go have fun.
Come on, bro.
What? I want to show you guys so badly, but I'm not... Oh, boy, I want to show you. I kind of regret it, but it's...
Wait. Just show me the picture.
I'll show you.
Please, show me.
No! I know!
Dad, what the heck?
I'm sorry.
Bye.
But at least I didn't do the billboard.
Everybody, I finally won a challenge!
Behind me
are 30 girls.
Hi, I'm Veron's girlfriend.
But only one of them is my secret girlfriend. And since my parents think they know me so well, let's see if they can figure out which one she is.
Ali, this is gonna be so difficult.
I know, which is why we put together 5 special challenges to help us find out which one is our son's secret girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Faran's girlfriend.
So what is Faran's favorite vegetable?
Carrots?
Trick question. Faran doesn't eat vegetables. And if you knew Faran, you would know that.
Eliminated. If you're really Faran's girlfriend, then you definitely know him.
So if any of the girls answer the questions wrong, then they're not Faran's girlfriend, and they will be eliminated.
What's up, guys? I'm Faran's girlfriend.
What is our son's favorite color?
It's definitely blue.
Well, obviously my favorite color is blue.
Pat, how old is our son Faran?
He's 16.
I'm almost 16.
You're eliminated.
You guys, I want to see if you can figure out who my secret girlfriend is as well, so make sure to play along.
Hi, I'm Faran's girlfriend. How many siblings does Faran have?
2.
If you were his girlfriend, you would know their names.
Milan and Blue. Great answer!
By the way, I paid all of these girls individually so they can make today as hard as possible for my parents.
Okay, what's Faran's mom's name?
Ooh, you better know this one.
Ariana?
What?
Eliminated.
That is not my mom's name.
Yes. Nope.
So my parents are eliminating a lot of girls, and if they get too reckless and actually eliminate my real secret girlfriend, my parents promised me that they're going to take me on a shopping spree with their credit card.
Hi, I'm Faran's girlfriend.
Does Faran like spicy food more or sour food?
He likes spicy food.
She's right. Faran loves spicy food, so maybe that's his girlfriend?
You think that's her?
Maybe.
Hi, I'm Faran's girlfriend.
What is Faran's favorite fast food restaurant?
It's obviously Taco Bell.
Ooh, I've actually taken my secret girlfriend to Taco Bell.
Wait, did he pay or you paid?
He obviously paid.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Faran's girlfriend.
What is Faran's favorite video game?
Well,
let's see if she knows this.
When I was at his house, we played Fortnite. So, Fortnite.
You were at his house?
When?
She went to our house?
When?
There were a lot of girls here that can be Faran's girlfriend. Hopefully, we don't make the mistake and eliminate her.
I'm Faran's girlfriend.
So what other language does Faran speak besides English?
Spanish. Español.
Sí!
Sí. Yo hablo español.
What is Faran's favorite snack?
My boyfriend Faran loves Takis.
Pass.
She knows me very well, so maybe that's my secret girlfriend.
Does Faran like chocolate or vanilla ice cream more?
Definitely chocolate.
How do you know?
I'm his girlfriend.
Faran loves chocolate. What is Faran's dog's name?
Oh, we all hung out the other day. His dog's name is Gucci.
Pass.
I'm Faran's girlfriend.
If you were his girlfriend, you would know his favorite athlete.
It's Ronaldo, obviously.
Pass.
Hi, I'm Faran's girlfriend.
So, does Faran like texting or calling more?
Oh, he calls me all the time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Faran only texts.
I mean, I do prefer texting, just saying.
I'm Faran's girlfriend.
What is Faran's dream car?
Lamborghini.
Ooh!
Hi!
Hey, I'm his girlfriend, trust me.
Yes.
Maybe that's my secret girlfriend.
And after interviewing 30 girls, it was time to see if Faran's secret girlfriend was still in the group, or did we eliminate her by mistake? All right, Faran. We eliminated some of the girls, but we still have 19 girls left in the group. Before we move on to round number 2, can you turn around and let us know if your secret girlfriend is still in the group?
Okay.
Still there, right?
Come on.
Where's he looking?
He was looking there.
All right. Is she there?
My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
Let's go.
Yes. Okay, but don't celebrate too early. I know you guys are not going to be able to find her.
Nah. We're going to find her. All right, for round number 2, we're going to test how well you know Faran based on how he looks and acts.
4 boys are going to come out, but only one of them is the real Faran. So you girls have to pay close attention, all right? Are y'all ready to see the boys?
Yeah!
Are you sure?
Yeah!
In 3, 2, 1, open!
What?
Hold on.
Hold on. Y'all said Farhan was your boyfriend, right?
Yes!
And if you're really his girlfriend, then you should know exactly who Farhan is.
We're gonna give those four boys some commands. And based on what they do, y'all have to figure out who the real Farhan is. If they get it right, they move on to the next round. But if you don't get it right, you guys are eliminated. Ladies, y'all ready?
Yeah!
Our boys, for your first command, take three steps forward. Now turn around. Now walk back.
What do you guys think?
How am I supposed to realize which one he is?
This is going to be tougher than I expected.
If Farhan is really your boyfriend, you would know who he is.
Start taking notes.
Command number two. Boys, are you ready to dance? If so, give me a thumbs up. Y'all should know how Farhan dances, all right?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, dance! So, ladies, what do you think?
No, this is just getting more and more difficult.
Farhan, can you hear me?
I think I know exactly who it is.
Were the girls gonna realize which boy was actually Farhan?
Next command. On the count of three, I want you to say, I'm Farhan. One, two, three. I'm Farhan.
That's not fair. They all sound the same.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Wait.
You guys, I'm not telling y'all he's my boyfriend?
Next command. On the count of three, do some jumping jacks. One, two, three. Are those even real jumping jacks? Ladies, did that help?
No.
All right, ladies, one more command. Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
All right, boys, walk all the way up to the girls so they can see you guys very close. Let's go!
This was the last chance for the girls to decide which one of these four boys was the real Farhan.
All right, ladies. That's enough. Boys, go back. Boys, go back. Boys. Why so much complaining? If that's your boyfriend, you would know who he is. All right, ladies, stand behind the number that you think Farhan is. Go ahead.
This is your last chance. Good luck.
They're confused, you guys. They're a little confused. Make a straight line. Make a straight line. Ladies, have you made the final picks?
Yes.
We're going to start off by revealing lane number two. Are you ready to take off your mask? Let's see if he's the real Farhan. Go ahead.
This boy was not the real Farhan.
Lane number two, you are eliminated. Bye.
Lane number one, are you the real Farhan? Okay, we are about to find out.
In 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Lane number one was not the real Farhan.
Lane number one, you girls are eliminated.
Bye, I'm sorry.
We got two lanes left. Boys, we're going to reveal you at the very same time.
Are you guys ready?
So let's see which one is the real Farhan.
3, 2, 1, reveal. Turn around. Lane number three, you have moved on to the next round. Lane number four, you're eliminated.
All right, Farhan, before we move to the next round, I want you to look carefully to the girls and let us know if your secret girlfriend is still here.
All right.
Hopefully, Farhan's secret girlfriend is still here, or else we lose the challenge and have to take Farhan on a shopping spree with my credit card.
You know she's there. You know she's there.
Here she is.
All right, so tell us, is your secret girlfriend still in the group?
My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
Let's go!
There are 10 girls left. Will we be able to find Farhan's secret girlfriend in the next challenge?
Ladies, congratulations on making it to the third round. Don't get too excited because this round is really going to help us narrow down who Farhan's secret girlfriend is. Before I explain what we're doing, sweetheart, open the curtain.
3, 2, 1.
What? They actually built a real 7-Eleven.
Ladies, if you're really Farhan's girlfriend, then you must have been in 7-Eleven with him, and you know exactly what he likes.
You're gonna have 2 minutes to pick Farhan's 5 favorite snacks from this 7-Eleven.
And based on what items they pick, we'll have a better idea on who's Farhan's secret girlfriend. Here's your basket. Remember, 2 minutes to shop. 3, 2, 1, go, go, go!
Trust me, you guys are not going to be able to tell who she is.
Once we see what they got from 7-Eleven, that is going to help us to realize who your secret girlfriend is.
Yep.
I know Farhan likes Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
How does she know you like Baja Blast, huh?
I can't say.
Pepperoni pizza for Farhan's favorite topping.
How does she know that you like pepperoni pizza?
Is that your girlfriend?
I know Farhan loves ramen. He even told me so.
Is that your secret girlfriend? Had a few words now, huh? Pretty silent.
I went to the movies once with Farhan, and he got a hot dog.
Wait, she said that she's been with you to the movie theater. Is that your girlfriend?
I can't say.
Oh, they got protein bars. Farhan told me he's been working out. He's gonna love a protein bar.
How does she know you work out? You guys been working out together?
Oh, a lot of people know I work out.
I know Farhan loves donuts. 5 second rule.
She just dropped the donut on the floor and she put it back.
Your girlfriend wouldn't happen to be messy, would she?
Donut.
Farhan doesn't like donuts.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Who are you?
I'm his girlfriend.
No, girl, obviously you're not, because I am.
Who do you think you are? I'm his girlfriend.
He doesn't like donuts.
He doesn't like donuts.
You are going crazy.
Number 1 and 7 are fighting.
You're going to let your girlfriend fight?
I'm his girlfriend.
No, you're not.
I don't know who I am. I'm his girlfriend.
Those two girls really want that talkie bag. Can one of those girls be your secret girlfriend?
Bro, I don't know. Stop asking me. I can't tell you.
Wait, I think that girl shoved her.
No. That was an accident.
It looks like you're defending her. Is that your girlfriend?
Finally, the 2-minute timer was up, and the girls got all their items from 7-Eleven. Hopefully, this helps us realize who Farhan's secret girlfriend is.
I think my parents might eliminate my secret girlfriend this round, but let's see how it goes.
All right, let's see if you're Farhan's girlfriend.
You even have to check.
Yes, I have to check. Flamin' Hot Funyuns. All right, Farhan likes that.
Obviously.
Donuts?
Oh.
Farhan loves donuts. Good job.
Oh, nah. You put a pickle in the basket?
Yeah, I did. Do you have a problem with that?
Farhan hates pickles. You're definitely not his girlfriend.
Yes, I...
Eliminated. Oh, eliminated.
He just eliminated number 7. I don't know if that was a good decision.
Let's see what you got. Cheetos? Okay, Farhan likes Cheetos.
Raisins? Farhan hates raisins.
He told me he likes them.
Wait a minute. Egg salad? Nah. Corn nuts?
What? Those are good.
Farhan does not eat any of this stuff. I'm sorry, but you're eliminated.
Whatever.
I'm telling you guys, my parents are not going to be able to guess who my secret girlfriend is.
Takis? Yep. Slushy? Okay.
Yep.
Noodles? He likes noodles. Starburst?
Of course.
And donuts?
You got some good items.
I was really starting to think that number 6 was Farhan's secret girlfriend.
You know Farhan pretty well. You make it to the next round.
I knew it.
Cheetos?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yep. Seen him eat those on FaceTime before.
Mexican candy?
Gummy bears? You make it to the next round.
Let's go!
Are you sure you're Farhan's girlfriend?
You can go after him right now if you want.
Takis?
Mountain Dew? This is his favorite drink.
Doritos? Donuts.
Mexican candy.
Number 1 does seem to have a good basket.
You make it to the next round. Popcorn?
Cheetos? Yes.
Slushy? Okay.
Yeah.
Donuts? Protein bars. Why'd you get him protein bars?
Because he tells me he works out.
You make it on to the next round. Takis?
Yeah, duh.
Gummy bears?
Donuts?
He eats those all the time.
Mexican candy?
and a hot dog.
I know my boyfriend.
Number 3 knows me pretty well. Just saying.
You make it to the next round.
I knew that.
Tuna salad sandwich?
You're eliminated.
They could be making a mistake.
Chicken soup in a can?
He loves that.
We're gonna have to eliminate you.
Pea soup?
We're gonna have to eliminate you.
You think that we got this right?
We'll find out.
All right, you guys. We have narrowed it down to 5 girlfriends. Ferran, come here, please. All right, so can you please let us know if your girlfriend is still part of this group?
All right.
We know she's there.
Yes.
We know she's there. Just say hi.
Okay. My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
For round number 4, we're gonna test how well these 5 girls know Ferran style.
Ladies, come on in.
Whoa. Look at all the shoes. How many clothes? What are we doing here?
You girls are gonna have 3 minutes to dress up your mannequins with an outfit you think that Ferran will like the most.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're gonna bring Ferran here and he's gonna pick his top 3 favorite outfits, and only those 3 girls will make it to the final round.
What? 3 girls? There's only 1 girlfriend and that's me.
Ladies.
If you're really Ferran's girlfriend, then picking his favorite outfits should be easy.
All right, girls. Timer starts in 3, 2, 1, go!
I don't know anyone. This? Absolutely not. No.
The girls are picking the outfits. This is really going to help us narrow down who Ferran's secret girlfriend is.
How am I supposed to pick all these clothes? There's too many.
If you're Ferran's girlfriend, you know what he likes.
Yes. This is perfect. Ferran's going to love this.
Okay. She knows his style.
Pink. Ew. No, not that. Okay. Can you move out my way? Like, why are you even standing here?
Ladies, calm down.
This is perfect. This would look so good on him. He wears pink all of the time.
For sure, Ferran's secret girlfriend knows his style.
Oh my gosh, they're fighting for the clothes.
Oh my god, they're getting crazy.
Ooh, this is perfect. I know Ferran wants a new polo. He texted me and told me that last night.
Wait, you think he really texted her?
Ladies, you only have 1 minute left.
Oh, this is not cute. I've seen him wear black pants like this. We work so well. Oh my god, this would look amazing on him.
All the girls are picking really good outfits.
These. Oh my gosh, Ferran's gonna love these. I know. And his girlfriend.
You think that might be his girlfriend?
I don't even know how these fools.
These hands are definitely not his girlfriend.
I am his girlfriend. Yeah, you're not his girlfriend.
Ladies, time is almost up. Hurry.
It's gonna be all right anyway. Look at you. Look what you did.
You literally grabbed his girlfriend.
They just knocked over a rack. This competition is getting crazy.
This? Perfect.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Blue pants. These would be perfect. And his favorite color is blue.
All right, ladies.
Time's up. Come on in. After the girls finished dressing up the mannequins, it was time for Ferran to come in and pick his top 3 favorite outfits. And whichever 2 outfits he doesn't choose, those girls will be eliminated. Ladies, I hope you chose the outfits wisely. Good luck.
Alright, so what are we doing?
There's 5 outfits behind you, and all we need you to do is pick your top 3 favorite outfits.
Why?
You'll find out. Just do it.
Top 3?
Top 3 favorite outfits.
Alright.
Pick mine.
And Ferran didn't know which outfit belonged to which girl.
Ferran, just pick your top 3 favorite.
Alright, I got it. Let me go one by one. The first one, honestly, I like it. This is my style. This is something I would wear.
Okay.
Something I would wear. On to the second one. Honestly, it's too colorful. I wouldn't wear this. This just isn't my style. I don't like it too much.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Choose 2 more.
On to the third one. I actually have a hoodie pretty similar to this, and I really like these sweatpants. I would 100% wear this.
All right, there's 2 more outfits. You can only pick 1 more.
Okay.
between outfit number 4 and outfit number 5.
Choose wisely.
I'm gonna have to go with outfit number 4. I really like this outfit, and I would 100% wear this.
Are you sure? Those are the 3 outfits that you like.
I'm 100% sure.
All right, girls. Whoever picked outfit 2 and 5, you're eliminated.
All right, Farhan. Tell me if your girlfriend is still in the group. Okay.
Just say it, please.
My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
Yeah!
There were only 3 girls left, and one of them was Farhan's secret girlfriend.
And in order to find out which one she is, we brought a 40-foot water slide to our house.
Why is there a water slide here?
And why is it so tall? What are we doing here?
Farhan loves tall water slides. So he must have a girlfriend who also loves tall water slides and is not afraid of heights.
So the rules are simple. Whichever girl goes down the 40-foot water slide is probably Farhan's girlfriend.
There's no way you're not.
No way. I'm gonna go. Hold on.
Y'all said you were Farhan's girlfriend.
I am Farhan's
girlfriend. Hold on. We're about to find out. Ladies, follow me to the slide.
And Farhan was going to be watching from 50 feet away.
This is never going to work.
All right, ladies, come on up.
I'm so scared. This is so high.
After this, we're finally going to find out who your secret girlfriend is.
No way.
I'm Farhan's girlfriend, okay? I'm going to go down it.
No, you're not.
I don't know if you're going down, y'all.
It's so tall. I'm literally going to fall.
We're almost there.
Don't look down.
All the way up.
All right, all the girls are up there. Let's see who's gonna come down the slide.
Oh my God, it's so tall!
Which girl was actually gonna go down the water slide?
You go.
Number 1, you're up first. All right, go ahead and sit down.
She's not going to be able to do it.
I know she's not.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm going to do it right now.
If you're really Farhan's girlfriend, then you wouldn't be afraid of this 40-foot water slide.
I'm not afraid. I am Farhan's girlfriend. I'm going to show you guys that I am.
Number 1 is about to go down the slide. Farhan, is that your girlfriend?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Obviously, she's not Farhan's girlfriend.
Just give me a second. Hang on. I'm gonna do it.
Number 1, are you trying to buy time? Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
All right, go.
She's about to go.
I can't do it. Farhan, number 1 is backing out.
Hold on, are you backing out?
Yes, she's tall.
If you back out, you're eliminated. And just like that, there were only 2 girls left.
All right, this is going to be between number 24 and number 3. Can you please tell me which one is your girlfriend?
I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to wait and see.
Since there's 2 girls left, we have 2 lanes on this water slide. So the both of you are going to try to go down at the same time.
Let's see which girl is actually going to go down the slide.
Honestly, I don't know if they're going to go down.
I'm going to go down the slide. I'm going to go before you, okay?
I'm going down the slide too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Enough. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Which one of these girls is going to go down the water slide?
I was so confident that Farhan's real girlfriend would be the only one to go down the slide.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh my goodness, both girls went down. You guys, I did not expect both girls to actually go down the slide, but I think I have a solution on how to narrow down which one of those 2 girls is Farhan's actual girlfriend. Watch.
They both went down the slide. Which one is your girlfriend?
Obviously, I went down the slide earlier.
You're not.
No, that's literally his girlfriend.
It's okay.
All right, well, I guess both of them went down the slide, so how are you going to be able to figure out which one my girlfriend is?
But I had a genius idea.
Both girls, come with me. Stand right there, together. All right, face forward. Do not turn around, all right? Whatever you do, do not turn around.
But what are you doing?
Just trust me, I got this.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
Just trust me.
You know what? I'm going to go see what he's doing. Wait right here.
What?
You guys,
Wait till you see what I'm about to do.
Ali, what are you doing?
So I'm going to surprise both girls by dumping slime all over them.
Why would you do something like that?
Because Farhan is a chill guy. Therefore, his girlfriend's probably chill. So whichever girl overreacts the most is probably not his girlfriend.
You are crazy. That's such a terrible idea.
Can you just trust me?
Farhan, what is your dad doing?
Yeah, where did he go?
Honestly, girls, I don't know.
You are crazy.
All right, you guys. Wish me luck.
I mean, you don't know what you're doing. Wait.
All right, ladies, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? 3, 2, 1.
And whichever girl does not react is most likely Farhan's girlfriend.
Oh, my God, you just ruined my hair. Why would you do that? This is so gross.
So, are you really Farhan's girlfriend?
Bro, yes, that's my girlfriend, but why would you do that?
Farhan, I'm sorry, but your parents are crazy. We're over.
Wait, where are you going?
We're done!
At least we found his girlfriend.
Just go.
Why are you guys celebrating? She just left me.
Stay royalty, we out?
You guys, our son Farhan is missing.
So here's what happened. We came home this morning. Farhan, let's go eat. And we didn't see Farhan. So we went to his bedroom to say hi, Farhan, but he wasn't there either.
Where did he go?
And after an hour of looking for him,
Farhan?
Where is he? We found this note. There's a letter right here.
Where's it from?
I don't know. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm sorry you had to find out this way, but I left home and I'm not coming back, Farhan. And 15 minutes later, we got this video message from Salish.
Hey, Andrea and Ali. I told Farhan that if he can hide from you guys for 4 hours without you catching him, then I would get him his first car. I bet you won't be able to find him.
But you know what? We're gonna find him.
But how? He could be anywhere.
There's no way my parents are gonna be able to find me. All I have to do is last 4 hours without getting caught, and I get my very first car.
Alright, we know how to find Farhan. All we gotta do is track his iPhone, and that's gonna lead us straight to him.
Okay, let's start tracking him.
Let's go.
You guys, they're tracking me through my iPhone, but little do they know, I'm watching their every move through security camera footage inside the house.
What? He looks at his home. He's here.
It says he's on the left side of the house next to his bedroom.
But that doesn't make sense. We already checked there.
Wait a minute. What's right above Farhan's bedroom?
The attic!
I think Farhan's hiding in the attic.
Let's go find him.
Let's go.
Oh no, they're on to something.
All right, I'm going in.
Be careful. For sure he's up there, baby.
All right, I'm up.
What do you see?
I don't see him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's gotta be here somewhere. Farhan!
Just watch and see what happens, you guys.
Wait!
What?
Oh my gosh.
Did you find him?
I found Farhan's phone.
You found his phone? Did you find Farhan?
I don't see Farhan. I just see his phone. You guys, this is bad. I think I know what happened.
That was a nice fake out. Genius move by me.
What happened?
Well, I couldn't find Farhan, but I found his phone up there.
But what does that mean?
It means Farhan put this up there as a decoy to buy him more time to hide from us.
That means that finding Farhan is going to be way more difficult than we thought.
My parents are never going to be able to find me.
Challenge accepted. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch security footage from this morning, and we're going to see exactly what Farhan did and where he went, and we're going to find him.
Oh no, I wasn't expecting my parents to go through the security camera footage. This might give them enough information to figure out where I'm hiding.
All right, you guys, we got security cameras pulled up from this morning. Let's watch it and see exactly where Farhan went.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Wait. His bedroom door is opening.
There he is. He's coming out of his bedroom and he's acting very suspicious.
This is all taking place at 9:14 in the morning. Andrea and I were not home because we were taking Farhan's little brother and sister to school. Wait, you guys, he's on the phone.
Oh no, this call was super important. So hopefully they can't hear what I'm saying.
Who is he talking to?
We gotta find out what he's saying. I can't understand what he's saying.
Oh good, they can't hear what I'm saying on the phone.
Oh, he hung up. You guys, he's going downstairs. What's he doing? Wait a minute, he's coming back upstairs.
What is the ladder for?
Wait a minute. This all makes sense now. I know exactly what he's doing.
Okay, what is he doing?
Just watch and see. No way. No way.
I can't believe he's so sneaky.
This is the moment where he threw the phone in the attic. Now it makes sense.
Let's see what else he did, you guys. Ferran, we're going to find out where you are.
Oh, no.
Wait. He's saying bye to his dog, Gucci.
Which means he's not planning on coming back for a while.
Let's see where he goes, you guys. All right, he's leaving. Where's he going? He's coming out to the front door. He's moving around very sneaky. Wait a minute. The gate's opening, you guys.
Who is that?
I don't know. The car's backing in. Someone is coming to help out Ferran.
Who is this person?
I don't know. We gotta find out. Do you recognize that car?
No, I don't.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Ferran is running towards the car. He's going inside.
Oh my gosh. Whoever is driving that car is taking Ferran to his hiding spot.
We need to find out who that person is. But how are we gonna do that?
Guys, there's no way they're gonna figure out where that car took me.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna call a private investigator so they can help us out.
Wait, what? They're calling a private investigator?
A private investigator? Why?
Because a private investigator could help us realize who owns that car. And once we know who the owner is, we'll be able to locate the car. And once we locate the car, we'll be able to locate Ferran.
Okay, let's do it.
This is really bad. That car can lead them to exactly where I am.
Let's see if the private investigator can help us.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I need your help. Somebody just picked up my son in a car. I need to find out who the owner is.
Okay. Here's the three things I need. I need the brand of the car, the model, and the license plate.
Brand, model, license plate. I'll call you back. All right. All we're going to do is zoom into the car, figure out those three things.
And then we're going to find out exactly where Ferran is.
Let's go.
This is not good. Hopefully my parents won't be able to get that information.
All right, we're zooming in, you guys. Zoom in. It's blurry. You guys, I'm zooming in, but it's so blurry. Can you guys read it?
How are we going to give the investigator the information he needs?
You know what? Here's what I'm gonna do.
Oh no.
I'm gonna screenshot the back of the car.
Why?
Just wait. Watch. Screenshot. Now that I have the screenshot, I'm gonna put that inside Photoshop and I'm gonna try to enhance it.
Wait, they're still blurry.
Yeah, but check this out. If you do this.
Oh!
We can see the brand of the car, which is a Toyota.
Now we need the model.
The model is a Corolla Cross. It's a Toyota Corolla Cross, and we have the license plate.
You guys, not getting caught within 4 hours seems tougher than I expected.
I sent the private investigator the clues that he needed, and he sent me back
the car owner's name and their address.
Oh my gosh, I might be in big trouble.
Let's go find Ferran.
Let's go.
All right, you guys, so my parents are leaving the house, which means I'm unable to watch them through the security camera footage anymore. But thankfully, earlier I put a secret microphone into my mom's purse, which allows me to hear everything they're saying.
Who was the person that picked up Ferran in the car?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
You know what? This is not funny. Ferran is gonna be in big trouble when we find him.
They're on their way, guys. This is not good.
No way. You guys, we just pulled up to the address, and that same car that picked up Ferran is right there.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna confront the owner of that car, and I'm gonna find out exactly where Ferran is.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Let's try.
All right. I think they just got to the house.
All right, you guys. We're walking towards the door right now.
And we're really close to catching Ferran.
They're walking up to the front door. They're knocking.
We got this. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. What do you want?
Where is my son?
They're asking for me.
What are you talking about?
I know that my son is in there.
Who is your son? Babe, show him a pic.
All right, so this is how my son looks like. And you probably recognize him, right?
I don't recognize him, no. You came to my house earlier, you pulled up to the driveway, and my son went with you inside the car.
Oh no, oh no.
Yeah, I'm an Uber driver, I go a lot of places. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that, man.
All right. Good luck with everything.
Well, that was embarrassing. That guy ended up being an Uber driver.
But you know what? I have access to Ferran's Uber account, so we can check and we can see where he actually is.
Now we're gonna find him.
You guys, this is really bad. I still have to survive another 2.5 hours, and my parents are already getting so much information on where I am.
All right, you guys, I'm gonna pull up Ferran's Uber account, and we're gonna find out where he is.
Ferran, we're about to find you.
Okay.
All right, his last trip from this morning, right?
Yes. Okay, this is the address.
All right, I'm gonna look up the address and see where it takes us to. This is a random address, you guys.
I know.
What? Look where it takes us to.
What is Ferran doing at a donut shop?
don't know, but we gotta hurry up and go to the donut shop. I think we're about to catch them.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Dang, they're going to the donut shop. That means they figured out where I got dropped off.
Ferran, sorry to tell you, but you're not getting that first car from Salish because we're about to catch you.
They're on their way to the donut shop.
Come on, we have to hurry up just in case he changes his hiding spot.
I'm going. Royalty fam, are you team parents or are you team Ferran? Comment down below right now. All right, we just pulled up to the donut shop.
And Ferran, we are about to catch you.
Oh, yes, we are.
Guys, I think they just arrived at the donut shop.
Babe, are you ready to catch them?
Yes, let's do it.
My parents are getting very close to finding me.
Hello? Hello?
Babe, there's no one here.
There's gotta be someone here. Hello?
Hi, hey, sorry about that. Wait, what can I grab for you today?
Actually, I'm looking for my son. I think he's somewhere in the back hiding from us. Is it okay if I take a look?
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. The game is over. I know my son was dropped off to this donut shop. He's gotta be somewhere in the back.
I think you got the wrong spot. It's just me here, man.
Was the employee trying to cover up for Ferran?
Babe, show him a picture of Ferran.
Yeah, what's he look like?
This is my son. Have you seen him? And just be honest with us.
Please don't tell them yes.
You know what? I did see him in here earlier, yeah.
He did come, right?
Yeah.
No! Why would you tell them that?
What was he doing in here?
Well, he got a donut.
What else?
I saw him head outside.
He was outside doing what?
I think he met with somebody.
He met with someone? Or who did he meet with?
That I got no idea.
All right, thankfully, they don't know who I was talking to.
Babe, what are we gonna do now?
I have an idea. So the manager said he saw Ferran outside talking to someone, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed there's security cameras right in front of the donut shop. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask the manager if we can watch the security cameras to see exactly who Ferran was talking to.
Oh, no.
Wait, do you think that he's gonna allow us to watch that security camera?
It's worth a shot.
If they find out who I was talking to, I'll be in big trouble.
My man, I got a big favor to ask you. Is there any way my wife and I can watch the security footage that you have outside?
Say no, say no. Please say no.
I don't know about that.
That camera outside is going to tell us exactly who our son was talking to, and it's going to help us find them. Can you just help us out?
Please.
Please, man.
All right. Make it quick.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. That's so bad.
All right, so this is about the time your son was here. There you go.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Let's see what he does. Ferran's waiting outside.
What's he waiting for?
I have no idea. Wait, there's someone coming up to Ferran.
Who is that person?
I can't tell who it is.
All right, good. They can't see her face.
Wait a minute. That person is giving Ferran a yellow envelope.
What's in the envelope?
Whatever's inside, it must be super important.
My parents can't find out what it is.
What are they talking about?
What? They hug each other? They know each other?
Oh! She took off the hoodie.
Oh, why would you take your hood off?
Wait, zoom in. I think I know who that is.
No!
Do you recognize her?
Yes!
That's Nayeli.
Now my parents know who you are.
Wait a minute. Nayeli left, and then Ferran left with the envelope.
You guys, whatever is inside that yellow envelope is super important.
Guys, I know exactly what to do.
What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna call Nayeli.
For what?
Just trust me, watch.
Oh no, they're calling Nayeli. Hopefully she doesn't pick up.
Hello, Nayeli? Hey, it's Ali. Are you home right now by any chance? You are. All right, stay where you are. Andrea and I wanna say hi. Oh, we just wanna say hi. Yeah, everything's okay. Okay, we'll see you in like 10 minutes. Bye.
What are you doing?
We're gonna go to Nayeli's house and we're gonna interrogate her. And we're gonna realize why she met Ferran and what was in the envelope that she gave him.
Wait, what makes you think that she's gonna tell us the truth?
I got my ways. We got this.
Oh no, I wish I had my phone so I could contact Nayeli so I could tell her to not say a single word.
All right, you guys, we're on our way to Nayeli's house.
And I'm sure that she knows exactly where Ferran is.
Oh my gosh, they're on their way to Nayeli's house.
Ferran, you're not getting away with this.
We're gonna find you no matter what.
No matter what.
I need to last an hour and a half without getting caught, or else I'm not gonna get the new car from Salish.
All right, you guys, we're pulling up to Nayeli's house.
I just pray she doesn't tell them the truth.
We just got to Nayeli's house.
Let's go talk to her.
Let's see if we can get her to tell us the truth about where Ferran is. Hi, Nayeli.
Hi.
Guys, they're with Nayeli right now.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing amazing.
Where's Ferran?
Yes, tell us where Ferran is.
The signal's not good. I can barely hear what they're talking about.
Okay,
I don't know where Ferran is. I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Rumor has it you met him at the donut shop. Why was that?
I didn't even go to a donut shop today.
I'm getting a lot of static. I can't hear what they're saying.
So you're not the same girl that gave him that yellow envelope?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Andrea, should we refresh her memory by showing her security footage?
Yes, let's do it.
Wait, security footage?
Wow, I can't hear anything anymore.
I have security camera footage from the donut shop. Check this out.
Oh, that's just Ferran waiting.
Who's that girl coming up to Ferran in the pink hoodie? Looks a lot like your hoodie, no? Could it be you?
No, it's not me, okay? A lot of people have this hoodie.
Let's keep watching. Why are you giving our son that yellow envelope?
That's not me. So I didn't give him any envelope. I don't know what that is. That's not me.
It's not you, huh? What a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
You took off your hoodie over here, and that looks a lot like you.
Well, hold on. My stomach really hurts.
Tell us why you gave Ferran the envelope.
I have to go to the bathroom. Can I go, please? I'll explain everything after, okay?
Make sure you come back.
The signal is completely dead. My headphones don't work anymore.
You guys, I'm telling you, she knows exactly where Ferran is, and she's acting really suspicious.
And she knows exactly what's in that yellow envelope.
Wait, someone's texting Ferran's phone.
What?
You guys, Nayeli went to text Ferran's phone. I have Ferran's phone. She doesn't know that.
Wait, that's why she went to the bathroom?
She said, Ferran, your parents are at my house questioning me. What should I tell them?
Oh my gosh, she was lying to us.
You guys, when she comes back from the bathroom, we're gonna get her to tell the truth.
This is not good.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where'd you go?
To the bathroom, I told you.
I have a question for you. Does this text look familiar? Hey, Ferran, your parents are at my house questioning me. What should I tell them? You sent that text message to Ferran just now, not knowing that we have Ferran's phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did give Ferran an envelope.
Okay, what's inside the envelope?
It's a key to my dad's storage unit.
What's inside the storage unit that Ferran needs?
I don't know if I could tell you everything, but all you need to know is that there's something important in that storage unit that Ferran needs to help him hide.
Just give us a copy of the key of the storage unit. That way we can go find Ferran.
Okay, I'll go get it for you.
Okay, thank you.
What are they saying?
Now that we have the key, we're about to find Ferran in the storage unit. Thank you.
Happy now?
Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Ferran, I hope this does not get you in trouble.
Now, let's head to the storage unit.
Wait. I can hear them again. It's still a little bit staticky, but it's getting better.
What do you think is in the storage unit that Ferran needed so bad?
I don't know, but we're about to find out. Ferran, we're about to catch you.
Wait. They're going to the storage unit. Nayeli must have told them where I went. You guys, this is really bad because the storage unit has one big important piece of evidence, and if they find that, it'll eventually lead them to where I am. Let's just hope they don't find it.
All right, we're pulling up to the storage unit. Do you think Ferran's inside?
I don't know, but let's find out. We just arrived to the storage unit.
Let's see what's inside.
Oh no, they're about to open the storage unit.
All right, baby, open it.
Ah, you guys, I'm about to unlock it.
Come on.
It's harder than it looks.
Yay.
3, 2, 1. This is harder than I expected. Are you just gonna sit there and laugh at me?
Yeah. Yay, baby.
Go inside. Hey, look.
What?
You see those footprints? They look fresh. That means someone recently came in.
Wait, should we follow the footprints?
Yes, follow it.
Okay.
Follow it.
Ferran! Are you here?
Ferran?
We
really need to find out why Ferran came to the storage unit. Did you guys hear that? Ferran might be inside right here.
Ferran! We got you!
Open it. He might be in there. We're close.
Help me!
I'm trying!
Help me! There's
no one there.
You guys, I really hope they don't find the important evidence in there.
Babe!
What happened?
Look what I found!
No way!
This is the same envelope that Najeli gave to Farhan.
Is there anything inside? Open it, open it! Let's see if there's any evidence.
No, it's empty!
Babe, look!
What? Is that a napkin?
Do you guys recognize where this is from?
It's just a napkin.
No, this is the same exact napkin that was in the donut shop.
That means that Farhan for sure was here. First we found the yellow envelope and then we found the napkin.
All we gotta do is find out why Farhan came to the storage unit.
I have to survive another 30 minutes in here without getting caught.
Babe, babe, look, look around. What's missing?
I don't know.
I think there used to be a fridge right here. You can see the outline of where the fridge used to be.
That is so true.
What if Farhan came to the storage unit to take a refrigerator?
For what reason?
Hey, guys, we gotta get you out of here. We're closing up.
All right, there's someone outside calling us.
Who is it?
I'm not sure. Hey, do you work here?
I'm the lot manager, sir.
Okay, so we're looking for a son. He came here to the storage unit for a reason. He's 15 years old. He has blonde hair. Have you seen him?
Have you seen him?
No. Please do not tell them you've seen me.
Do you have a picture of him?
Yeah. Look here. On my phone. I have it on my phone. Hold on. Hold on. Hey, here, show him, show him, show him.
Okay, so this is how he looks like. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah, the fridge kid. He was around.
Wait, wait, wait. What do you mean the fridge kid?
As a kid, he needed some help moving a fridge somewhere. So I gave him a hand with my truck. Just drove him to a location.
Wait, you took my son to a location? A
couple of miles away.
Why would you tell them?
And why did he take the fridge?
He wouldn't say.
Can you give us the address?
Sure.
Please?
He gave us the address of where Farhan got dropped off.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We got the address to the location.
We have to hurry up because we don't have too much time. Let's go.
You guys, we cannot get caught. All I have to do is survive for another 10 minutes. I'm just going to try to be quiet. And we're in a secret hiding spot, so I just hope they don't find me.
All right. It's somewhere right here.
Right there, right there.
Right there, right there, right there, right there. All right, I'm gonna park, I'm gonna park.
You guys, they've arrived.
We just got to the address where Farhan was dropped off, and it's a studio.
I'm wondering what he's doing in here.
I don't know, but we gotta find the refrigerator, because that's gonna lead us to where Farhan is.
All right, that's the back door.
It's open.
Are you serious?
He must have left that open by mistake.
Oh my gosh. Go, open it, open it. All right, we're about to get him. Go, 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 go. You guys, he's in there for sure.
All we have to do is survive for another 5 minutes.
Look! Isn't that the refrigerator that we're looking for?
I think so.
Those are identical to the ones that we saw at the storage unit.
Let's go closer to the refrigerators and see if we can find more clues.
There are just 5 minutes left to find Farhan.
We got this. Oh no, you guys, they're getting really, really close.
Do you want me to open it?
Yeah, open it.
Okay.
Let's investigate.
What are we even looking for?
I don't know. We're looking for any other evidence we can get. Trust me, Farhan is somehow connected to the refrigerator.
But yes, but how?
Alright, take everything out. Take everything out.
There is nothing here. Just sodas.
You guys, there's something weird about this refrigerator.
What do you mean?
It's time for Plan B. You know what to do.
I don't see anything.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
What? Who is that? Is that Farhan? I think it's Farhan. Go upstairs. Hurry, 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 hurry.
It's working. It's working. My parents are getting distracted.
You guys, I think we found Farhan. Go, 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 go. Get him, get him, get him, get him. Wait, wait a minute. You're not Farhan. What are you doing here?
Nothing.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Where's Farhan?
I can't tell you where he is. I don't want him to lose his chance of getting his first car.
You know what? We'll find him ourselves. Sweetheart, let's go downstairs.
You guys, we gotta fight Farhan.
You guys, the plan worked. All I have to do is survive for 2 more minutes without getting caught. And the car is mine. It's mine.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Where'd
that come from?
I hope they didn't hear that.
I think that's coming from here.
No, I hear them coming.
It's coming from their refrigerator for sure.
You know what? I think we should empty everything out.
Yeah.
Just empty it out. Empty everything out.
I think I know exactly where Farhan is.
You guys, they're literally right outside.
He might be in there somewhere.
Are you saying that he might be inside?
Yes, he might be behind the refrigerator.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, we're about to find him. Farhan, we know you're here.
Farhan, we are about to find you.
Check it out. Watch it. No, look.
Wait.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. He's back there.
We got you, Farhan.
Go. We don't have much time. Hurry. Farhan, we know you're in there. Just come out.
We're going inside. If you don't want to come out, we're going inside.
They're right outside. But there's 30 seconds left.
I'm going inside. Come on.
All right, you guys, I'm going inside. You guys, there's a curtain right there. I'm sure he's behind it.
You guys, 20 seconds left. Come on.
Wait.
What?
There's no one here.
10 seconds left.
Andre, he's not in here.
Are you sure he's not in there?
I'm telling you, he's not here.
Come on, please.
You guys, where could he be?
Now I get my first car.
Are you sure he's not in here?
No.
Wait.
What was that? What is that?
Oh my God! Are you?
What?
What were you doing in there?
Let's go! You guys couldn't find me! You guys know what that means? I just won my first car!
Hey, friend, your first car is inside. Here's some Spanish.
No way! I got a card!
All right, let's read it. Hey, do you know how to read?
Yes, bro, what? Hey, Farhan, I heard you got your driver's permit recently, so I got you your first car so you can learn how to drive. Salish.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, what car do you think it is?
Dude, I have no idea, but it doesn't matter. I'm so excited. Let's see it.
Open it!
It's got four wheels.
No, it's a good car to start off with. Are you sure you didn't pick up the wrong car?
That's what they gave me.
Thank you, Salish, for my first car.
I hope you enjoy your car, Farhan.
Stay royalty.
We out.
Peace. These are the coolest Christmas presents ever.
And we are going to open all of these presents together as a family.
Oh my gosh.
Kids, come on out.
Are you guys ready to open presents?
Who's going first?
I'm going first.
Farhan, you go first.
Let's go.
All right, your color is gold. Any gold color is yours.
Okay. This one right here. I want
that one.
I want this one.
Are you sure?
Yes, I want this one.
By the way, this Christmas is about to be the best present ever for you.
All right, Ben, let's go.
Okay, I'm going to help you. This one is heavy.
Easy, guys. Oh! It's a heavy one.
All right, let's open it.
Can we help you to open it?
Yes, open it. Yo, wait, what is this? Why does it say Bugatti?
My boy got a Bugatti! Yay! Are you ready to ride your first Bugatti?
Let's go, I'm ready.
Yo, check it out! Oh! Don't go too fast, Farhan!
Yo, almost ran me over.
Bro, this thing is so fast. Look, bro, it has turning signals. And it even has a light in the back.
All right, do a stoppie. Oh! Nice! Bro, these presents are only going to get better and better.
Let's go.
All right, who's next? All right. Blue, you go next. And Milan, you go next. Together, you guys. Milan, this one is yours. Blue, this one is yours. You guys, lift them up on three. One, two, three. You guys got bumper cars! Bumper cars! Get in!
They're about to hit each other.
Let the bumper cars begin! Get them. Oh, no! She hit the present!
Oh! They're about to hit each other!
Right there.
Oh!
You hit my present! Enough, enough!
Who's that?
Wait, 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 wait. I can't
see you. Bro, are you serious?
No.
You're too old for that.
Just so you know, you guys, later on, I have a very special present for the whole family that I know they're going to love so much.
Who's next?
Mommy!
Mommy!
Me?
Alright.
Okay.
Alright, Andrea, you're the color pink.
Okay.
Oh, he gave it to you already. Alright, help out Mommy. Help out Mommy.
Open it up.
Oh! Oh, my goodness!
Oh my gosh!
Wait,
no way!
I'm good! All right, babe, this is customized for you. It says Cali, Colombia, where you were born. It's got the flag on it.
This is so meaningful for me, you guys. Thank you.
Those are sick.
All right, you guys, I'm the color red, and I want to open up this big present first.
No. You can't do that. You have to save this one for later.
Why?
No,
I want to see what
you... No. I want you to open
this one
right here.
Why can't I choose?
No. We want
choose
to open
for
this
you.
One.
Yes,
exactly.
All right,
let's open it.
I feel like a little kid again.
Let's see what I got. Open it up.
Wait, we need scissors.
We don't need scissors.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think it's working.
Oh!
I got it!
Alright, there's a basketball.
Yes, but there is a letter inside.
You gotta read it.
Alright. There's a letter. Okay, it says, read me. You have to make a 3-point shot in 3 tries to win your Christmas present. Go to the basketball court in the front yard.
Alright! You gotta earn your present this Christmas.
I gotta earn my present?
You're gonna have to make a 3-point shot in only 3 attempts.
I was made for this.
Go, Daddy, go.
Let's go.
You can do it, baby.
I got this. All right, guys. First shot.
Come on.
My bad, y'all. I'm a little rusty. All right, ready? Second shot.
You have one last try to win that prize, so you better make this.
I got this. All right, last try. Oh! What's up? All right, you guys. Let's see what it is. Wait, is this signed?
Bro, it's a signed Kobe Bryant jersey. Come on, you have that Mamba mentality, and we thought that this was a perfect gift for you.
Thank you guys so much.
Of course, baby, you deserve it all.
Mamba mentality for life. Whose turn is it? Gucci, it's your turn.
Why are you not happy, bro?
Gucci's great color. Gucci's great.
Right here.
This is Gucci's right here. All right, let's see if this present makes him happy for once.
Let's go. Let's open it. This is for you, Gucci. Yeah. Come on.
Look.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Watch out.
Look what Gucci got. You guys, look at it.
Check it out, Gucci.
Yay.
Your own couch. Gucci, hop on.
Come on. Last couch. Yay, Gucci. Finally, he got his own couch.
And now he doesn't have to dirty your couches anymore.
Ah, thank God. We love you. Man, your teeth.
All right, Farah, you go next.
All right, Belle, let's go.
Pick a gold color.
This one.
That one?
Yeah.
That's a big one. Before you open this, I just want you to know, this is something that you've been wanting for a very, very long time, since you were a little kid. Go.
Okay, I'm ready. 3, 2, 1.
No, oh my gosh, no way, oh my goodness.
When I was younger, I used to want a bearded dragon so bad.
You finally got the bearded dragon. Are you ready to hold it?
I'm ready.
All right, grab it. He's your new friend, bro.
It is so beautiful. Let's touch it.
Be gentle, guys. Be gentle. All right, put him on your shoulder. You look a little bit nervous.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, scare me.
All right, let's put it back, and you'll give it a name later on, all right? Okay.
All right. Come on, little buddy. Come on.
Let's put him back.
Wait, buddy, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. After so many years, I finally got my bearded dragon.
Hey. And there's a lot more presents to come. All right, who's next?
Milan!
All right, Milan, you're next. You want this one? Oh, he's going for it already. Okay. He's going for it. Mila, are you ready?
Yes.
Go, 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 go. Look what you got. It's a bounce house.
Wait, but it's not inside the box.
Outside.
It's outside, you guys. It's outside. By the way, you guys, these presents are going to get better and better and better. Let's go. Get in, get in, get in, get in. Go down, Mila. Go down, go down. Come down, Blue. Come down. Oh! Let's go, let's go. Bring him down. Oh! All right, you guys.
No!
I broke the bounce house.
What happened?
You're too heavy, baby.
Next present. All right, next up is me and Andrea together.
What? Together?
I got a special gift that I think you might like, and it's going to make us cool again, all right?
All right, let's go. Okay.
All right, right here. One for Andrea, one for me. Hey, once you see this present, you're going to think your mom and I are cool again.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right? All right. Watch this, guys. Six, seven! Six, seven? No, the trend?
Bro, bro, listen. No, no, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here.
6'7".
Bro, you're 40. All right, you're 40 and...
6'7". All right, let's put it on, guys. Forget about what they say. We're going 6'7 on y'all. If you guys think this is cool, drop a big thumbs up. He's hating. 6'7".
That was cringe.
All right, my bad. Maybe it's cringe. Maybe it's cringe. All right, who's next?
Blue!
Blue, are you ready, Blue?
Yeah.
All right, pick the color blue. Go, go, pick one.
Let's go.
That one? She went for the big one.
Let me help you guys.
All right, she chose the big present.
Okay.
Lift it up, lift it up.
Lift it up.
Three, two, one.
It's a piggy!
Oh my gosh, it's a piggy!
Blue, you know how much you love piggies, right?
Aww.
Blue, 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 come back! No, wait! Bring the piggy back!
I love you, piggy.
All right, Ferran, you're next.
Let's go, it's my turn!
Any gold color is yours. Okay. Any gold color.
Pick one! Pick one!
Pick one! Pick
I want
one.
This one down here. I want this one right here.
That one?
I want this one.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Woo!
Let's go, I'm gonna open it.
Hold on, bro. You have no idea what you just grabbed.
What?
What is it? Oh, you got juke, bro.
It's a box inside of a box.
All right, keep opening it. The moment of truth.
Bro, it's another box.
Another box.
Open it.
Bro, trust me, once you get to it, it's going to be worth it.
Okay.
All right, open it. It's right there. Bro, open it, open it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
All right, check this out. So this Pokemon pack is about 20 years old. And inside this pack, there could be a card worth over $50,000 if you get it.
Oh, my God.
And if you get it, it's all yours.
So do I open it?
Open it right now.
Okay, let me open it.
You guys, if he pulls this Charizard Gold Star, look. PSA 10, $58,000. All right, you ready?
Let's go. I'm opening it up.
Come on.
Let's go, bro. Remember, PSA grade, $58,000 if you get it.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of money.
Hey, let your mom touch it for good luck.
Yes.
Okay, go, touch it. Yep, there you go. All right, Blue, kiss the top right here for good luck. You too. There you go.
You're going for the Charizard.
Let's go. Okay, got a fish. That's not that good, I don't know. Okay, we got a little dinosaur. All right.
It's coming, bro, it's coming.
Pupitar, Ekans, okay. Come on, Charizard, we need you. Trainer,
let's go.
Oh, it's not good. All right, we have two more to go. Hopefully, we get the Charizard.
All right, let's go, baby.
No. Okay, it's a trainer. But we have one last card to see if we can get the Charizard.
Come on.
That's the one.
No. We got a random card. Dang it!
All good, you guys. Next present. All right, now it's my turn to open.
No, my turn.
You want to go first?
Yes.
I want to open this big box.
It's his turn.
Come on.
You guys,
I want to see what's inside this big box.
We gotta save that for later.
Let's open it together.
Open it.
Let's see what it is.
Wow. New dinosaur.
Midnight, look. That's a dinosaur that talks to you. Watch. You can talk to it in real life.
What?
I'm serious. Midnight, look. Watch. What? Talk to it. Talk to it.
Hey.
Hello? Guys, I promise you, it's supposed to talk. Hello? Do you talk?
No.
False advertisement?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
We're here.
Hello?
Guys, I hope this works.
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hey,
Let's dance.
Do you want to dance?
Let's dance, Milan. Show me your best move.
Hey. It worked. Next present.
Me.
Wait, what about me?
No, me first.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I got you.
Yeah!
You guys, it's my turn. I'm going to open the big red present finally, all right? What is it, you guys? What is it?
It's something that me and my mom both got you because we knew that this would really fit you and this would create great memories between us.
Yeah, baby, you're going to love it.
All right, you guys, let's move everything out of the way.
Move everything out of the way.
We still have a lot of presents for later, but now we're going to open this one. All
right, are you ready, bro? All
right, how do I do this?
We lift that up together.
Yeah, we all have to lift this up together. All
right, one, two, three.
What? Check it out, dude! Come on! I got you a brand new Ultra V.
Now we can ride together.
Yes, sir.
What about me?
Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys, this thing is so sick. Let's test it out.
Let's go.
Outside.
You got me a Sturon last year, so this time I got you a Sturon. Come on.
Go. Bring it outside. He's right. Okay, this thing goes.
I got us a ramp so we can do some jumps.
Oh, let's check it out. Hop a wheelie. This is amazing. Who's next?
Gucci! You're next!
Alright, great color.
Pick a great color.
Right there, grab it. It says Gucci right there.
Gucci.
Open it! Gucci's for you!
What in the world? Oh my goodness! Check it out, Gucci! It's a boat for you!
That boat is huge!
The size of Gucci!
You got a t-shirt.
You got a t-shirt as well.
All right, put it on.
Gucci, come here.
All right, Gucci got the drip.
Let's go, Gucci. Munch on the bone.
I think it's a little too big for him.
It's his size. By the time he finishes his bone, it'd be like 20 years.
Gucci, we thought you would be happy, bro. Who's next?
Me. I'm next. Come on, you know I'm next.
Bro, your mom is next.
Come on. You know I'm next.
Let him go.
I want this one right here.
This one.
Got my eye on this one.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
Open it. Alright.
What in the world is this?
You're gonna love this.
Yo,
I got you.
Oh my gosh!
Chrome heart, top, and bottom.
Chrome heart shorts? Yo!
And I got you some goodies. Check it out.
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Got you a bracelet.
Oh.
That's a necklace.
Yo.
Put it on.
Hold on.
Put the bracelet on. Damn.
Let's go. This fire, bro. Thank you.
All right, Andrea's turn. Your color is pink.
Okay, let me check.
Which present do you want to get for?
I think that one right there. Yeah, that one.
She's going for the little one. By the way, just so you guys know, at the very end, I have a special present for the whole family.
What is it? What is it? It's coming later.
Wait, when are we going to know what it is?
Later.
Okay.
All right, open your present. Open your present. It's not just any drone. This drone will follow you around wherever you go, which is perfect for you because when you're doing your TikTok videos, you don't need a videographer anymore. It'll just follow you around.
There is no way that a drone is going to follow me around.
We shall see. The drone is on your hand. Are you ready?
No. What do I do?
All right. All you got to do is press the green button.
Okay.
It's going to go up, and whatever you do, it's going to follow you, right?
Okay.
All right. Press it. Let go. Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh. Wherever you move. Move. All right. Move to the left. There you go. Move to the right.
Look to the right.
Oh my God, it's actually following me.
Oh, go down, go down, go down.
Go down, go down, go down, go down. Oh,
oh.
Oh
my God.
Stand up.
Oh!
Oh! Oh my God.
Hey!
Oh my God, it's working!
That's crazy!
It's working!
He's following me, guys!
All right, who's next? Who's next? The kids. Let the kids go.
We got a present.
Wait, hold on.
Together.
That's green and blue, so it's for the both of them.
Open it,
you guys. Open it. Wait a minute.
You guys did on a snow machine.
A snow machine.
It's gonna snow outside our house.
Come on, let's go.
Right. Snow making machine, Gucci.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right,
turn it on.
This is a liquid that is gonna make snow.
Right.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
It's about to snow at the Royalty Tower. Oh! Alright, you guys, we still have a lot of presents left. Who's next?
Me.
Alright, which one do you want to open? Your gold. You still got this one, this one, or that one right there?
Alright, I think we're gonna go with this one.
Oh, hey, bro, you're gonna love this.
3, 2, 1.
What is this?
You know how you've been wanting a dog, right?
Yes.
Wait, are you saying that this is going to replace a dog?
I'm not saying it's going to replace a dog, but it does a lot of cool things, all right?
All right, let's turn it on.
All right, let's test it out. Wait till you guys see what this robot dog can do.
Press the button right there. All right.
It's
on.
Let's go, doggy. Come on, get up.
All right, robot dog, get up.
Get up. Come on, let's go. Oh! Okay.
All right, let's see what else it does.
What? All right, do whatever you... Look at it.
It's walking.
Oh, my goodness.
It's walking reverse.
Handstand.
What is it going to do? Oh! Gucci, can you do that?
Oh, my God.
Gucci, stop.
Gucci, stop. Wait. Where is he going? Guys, he's running away. We gotta get him. He's running away. Get the doggy. He's on the loose. All right, we got him, you guys. We're good. All right, who's next?
Mommy,
all right, you're up. Aw, you're gonna love that one.
Dude, you're gonna love that, Mom. You're gonna love it.
What are you talking about?
I've seen these everywhere.
Wait, it's a wearable blanket?
No, trust me.
You know how you love oversized hoodies, right?
Yeah?
This is gonna be perfect for you.
Wait.
Put it on. There you go.
You guys, I disappear in here.
No, it works out perfect.
Perfect. Mom.
Okay, let me go to sleep. Okay, good night.
That's perfect.
There you go.
Come here.
Luke can go inside. Don't even try, bro.
I was about to join.
Farhan's going inside. You guys, the special delivery is about to arrive, but before it comes, we still have a couple more presents. Who wants to go next?
Me.
All right, you're green. Go. You're green.
That one? Yeah.
Let me see it. All right, open it.
What is it?
It's something very cool. What is it?
Camera. Okay, babe, what is that for?
It's for Milan to start vlogging.
And do you think that he's gonna do it?
I think he can do it.
I think he can do it.
Should we test him out?
Let's do it.
Hey, what's this of me? My name's Milan. My name is me. Subscribe to Wolfie Family. Hi, this is my brother Farhan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Farhan. I'm here with Milan, and I love you.
I love you too.
Oh.
Hey. All right, we got one more present to open, and then it's the final surprise. Are you ready?
I can't wait, bro. Let's go. I'm ready. Do I open it?
Well, yeah.
No, there's no way. There's no way this is real. Cristiano Ronaldo signed soccer ball. There's no way, bro.
You guys actually got this for me? Growing up, I used to watch Cristiano Ronaldo. He was my idol. I always wanted to play like him. And now I have his signed ball. That's insane. That's crazy. Thank you, guys. That means a lot. Bro, I love you.
I love you, too. All right, you guys. The final surprise for the whole family just pulled up. Are you guys ready to see this one?
What do you mean it pulled up?
Wait till you guys just see what it is, all right? Let's go outside.
Let's go outside.
Outside, outside. Are you guys ready to see the final surprise?
Yes! Yes!
All right, you guys, open up.
What in the world is that?
What's inside?
You guys are about to find out.
What? Okay.
Wait till you guys see this. Keep coming, keep coming. Yo, thank you for coming.
That sounds good for you guys.
Open it, open it.
Let's see it. Oh my gosh. Dude, what is that
what
thing?
What is that?
We got ourselves a new buggy. Bring it out, man.
Let's go.
Bring it out.
Dude, what?
That's crazy.
We're going to test it out, you guys.
Yo! Oh my god! Oh my god! Yo, I can't believe you got this, bro. This is crazy.
Do you have the key for us?
Let me see it.
You got the key right there.
Let's go!
Are you ready to test it out?
Yes, let's go. I'm ready.
You guys, we got a dune buggy. Are you guys ready back there?
Yay!
Turn it up.
The Dune Boogie was an amazing gift, but the best part was giving presents to the kids at the hospital and seeing the smiles on their faces. It reminded us that the greatest joy comes from giving to those who need it the most.
Merry Christmas! Stay right out! Peace!
Back up, freshman!
What's your crossbow?
What you gonna do, freshman?
Alright, the bus just pulled up. Let's do this.
Yo, get out the way.
Yo, chill.
What kind of freaking haircut is this?
You don't like my hair?
No.
Oh my, out the way, twerp. Oh my goodness.
Ferran has been going to smaller school for the last couple of years. But for high school, he wants to go to a bigger school with all his friends.
Which is why we're going to put him to the test. So we set up the toughest first day of high school for Ferran. And if he can survive the whole day, then he proves to us that he's ready for a big school.
But if he doesn't, he has to go to a small school.
Oh, watch out, guys. Are we serious? Yo, what is up with everybody?
Bro, move.
What? Oh my gosh. All right, y'all. High school might be tougher than I expected.
All right, Ferran's first obstacle is right down the hall.
And you guys are going to be able to see everything on the security cameras that we set up throughout the whole entire school.
All right, let's see how he does.
Let's go.
Hold on.
All right, let me see this real quick. Okay. Pick it up.
There's a kid getting bullied right now. So one of the biggest obstacles to overcome in high school is bullying.
So we set up this scenario to see how Ferran is going to handle it.
All right, let's find out.
So where's my lunch money at, bro? You got it? Where's it at? Is it in a backpack? All right, let's get that backpack off.
All right, listen. I'm going to mind my own business. I'm going to keep walking straight. Okay. Try not to get involved, okay?
Got it? It's not lunch money. Come on, look for it.
All right, so Ferran's walking by the bully right now. What's he gonna do?
Where's my time here, bro? Where's it gonna be then? Bro, get out of here, bro. What you looking at?
Wait, I think that he's just gonna ignore the bully.
You think so?
Alright, you guys. I think I'm gonna go help out that kid that's getting bullied. Wish me luck.
You got that from you, alright?
You guys, he's going back and approaching the bully.
Yo, bro, do you need any help?
Bro, chill out. You don't need help. I'll tell you if he needs help, okay?
Bro, but like, why are you bullying him?
I'm not bullying nobody. He has my lunch money and he needs to do my homework. Who are you talking to?
You, of course you.
You got lunch money for me too?
No, bro, I'm not giving you anything. He's not giving you anything either. Why are you bullying him?
He's giving me lunch money.
No, he isn't.
What are you going to do about it, bro?
What am I going to
do about it?
What are you going to do about it?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do
about it. Okay, go ahead and show me that. What are you going to do about it?
I run this school, okay?
No, you don't.
Yeah,
what are you going to do with water?
Yo!
Are we serious? Well, at least you're good, right?
So unfortunately, Ferran failed his very first challenge of the day.
What he should have done was to call an adult to help, because you never know what's going to happen in these situations.
And if Ferran fails three challenges throughout the whole day, then he proves to us that he's not ready to attend a big high school.
You know, I tried helping that kid, but maybe I should have just minded my own business. And now that I'm wet, I gotta go to the bathroom, dry up, and I know I'm definitely late for my first class. All right, you guys, I'm going to history class. Let's go. It's right here. Oh, they're already in class.
Everybody, quiet down.
For this challenge, we're going to test Ferran's ability to focus and not get distracted.
And that's why we brought two of his best friends to distract him.
And if the teacher tells Ferran to stop talking three times...
Stop talking.
Then he loses this challenge as well. Ferran, lock in, and please stop talking.
Please don't talk.
All right, everybody, welcome to U.S. History. We're going to start with World War II. Everyone has a notebook out ready.
No! Let's get over. Oh my gosh, what are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing here?
Why is his friend wearing the same shirt as Ferran? Seriously.
Bro, how did you guys get here? Like, what are you guys doing, bro?
Ferran, just stop talking.
Just get the call.
Alright, the teacher's getting mad.
What are you guys doing, bro?
Ferran, stop talking.
Okay, my fault.
Oh my gosh, he's so easily distracted.
Do you think he's going to keep talking to his friends?
I have no idea, but if he does, he's going to end up failing this challenge.
Can anyone tell me the things that were involved?
Ferran, just lock in, bro.
Bro, I was so hungry, bro. You love came inside. I was so hungry.
Alright, yes, these guys, you know everything that I'm already covering. We're going to take a pop quiz!
Oh my gosh, everyone in the class is getting mad at him.
And they're all throwing stuff.
Alright, so what we're going to do, you're going to write about every single thing you know about World War II. Let's get started.
World War II? Okay.
When was World War II?
I don't know, bro.
That was like the 80s, right?
Bro, what?
Ferran, you're so bad at ignoring your friends.
World War II.
Bro, what do you mean, what am I doing today?
Yeah, I'm in class.
What party is this?
No, I'm not going to a party, bro.
I'm not going over to your house.
Ferran! Second time I've had to ask you to stop talking. I won't ask it again.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking to you again.
If she tells him to stop talking again, that's it. He loses his challenge.
Bro, I saw that girl. She was looking at you. Say, what's up? Don't be scared, bro.
That's not like you.
Bro, come on. It's okay if you get in trouble once.
Ferran, don't respond.
Don't be scared, bro.
That's not like you.
Bro, come on. It's okay if you get in trouble once. Don't be scared.
Pay attention. Ignore them.
Since these guys seem to have more to say, we're going to have extra homework tonight.
Stop talking to me. I can't talk to you guys.
Oh, gosh. I can't lie. His friends are annoying. And Ferran's friends kept trying to get him to talk, doing whatever they possibly could.
Alright, I can tell you're not the problem this time. You two, out to the principal's office immediately. Let's go, move your seats. Go.
That was close.
His friends are getting kicked out.
Let's go.
All right, you guys. So I know that my parents tried setting me up in that last class by bringing my friends and having them distract me. But I know that I gotta stay focused if I want to attend to a bigger high school. So let's go. I got this.
All right, you guys. So Ferran passed that challenge. But the next challenge is really gonna test his temptation.
You guys are going to see what we're talking about.
All right, you guys. I'm going to science class. Honestly, I'm not really excited for this one, but let's just go.
Hey.
All right, Ferran, you know what to do here. Just stay strong and don't fall for it.
Oh, hi.
Where are you going?
I'm going to science class.
What room is that?
I don't know. It's like down the hall. But I should probably go.
Wait.
What's he gonna do?
You wanna ditch?
Do I wanna ditch?
Yeah.
She's asking him to ditch.
Alright, let's see if he can resist the temptations.
What do you mean by ditch? Like, not go to class?
Yeah. Like, maybe we can, like, walk around and go off campus.
Go off campus? You mean, like, off the school?
Yeah. I know there's a market nearby. Just go there and get something to eat.
I don't think that's a good idea. I gotta get to class.
Wait. Guys here are pretty chill. I mean, I've done it a lot. They don't really care.
Alright, if anyone's gonna make Soran ditch, it would be that girl.
No, I don't think so. He's not gonna go with her.
You don't think he's gonna go with her?
No, I think that he's smarter than that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Come on, it's not gonna be that big of a deal.
I don't know.
Come on, it'll be real fast.
Alright, you know what? Why don't we go?
Yeah?
Wait, is he actually gonna skip class?
Alright, by the way, it was nice to meet you. What's your name?
I'm Brooklyn.
You have really pretty eyes, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
No, Ferran.
He's walking towards the exit.
No.
Alright.
No, please.
We gotta go.
Alright, so how long are we gonna take?
Like 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Are you sure my teacher won't get mad?
Don't worry about that.
You hit my leg.
What do you want to eat? Pizza? Burger?
Oh, pizza sounds good.
He's walking towards the exit. Just go, go.
What type of pizza do you like?
Pepperoni pizza.
Really? I like cheese. Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
No.
Yeah,
I don't like pineapple.
Me neither. I don't like big toppings like that.
Come on, you're too loud. Come on, you guys. He's about to ditch.
Please don't go far, please. What are you doing?
I don't know. Like, I don't think this is a good idea if we go.
All right, you guys. For some reason, Ferran's standing next to the door. He hasn't left yet. But if he steps outside that door, then he fails this challenge as well.
Yes, but I don't think that he's going to do it.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, the market's just right there. It's like a 2-minute walk.
I know, but like, I don't know if I can do this. But listen, we can hang out another time, okay?
Come on!
No, it's fine. I gotta go.
Put down the camera. He escaped this time, but next time, I'll make sure to get him to skip class.
So proud of Ferran, he actually changed his mind.
And now, he's off to science class.
Honestly, guys, that was pretty tempting. I almost left school to go get some food, but the right thing to do is go to science class, even though I'm already late.
For this challenge, we're going to test Ferran's abilities to think outside the box.
And to see if he's able to solve problems and be creative.
Ferran, you're late to class. You know what that means? You have volunteered for our science experiment. So come on up.
What?
Come on.
I have to do
come over here.
Experiment?
You have to do. You were late. What do you expect me to do? And you know who you're going to go up against? The smartest scientist in the class, Samuel! Show him what you've got.
Wait. Ferran is about to compete with the smartest kid in class.
All right, you two. The rules of the experiment are simple. We'll both build a volcano, and whoever's volcano erupts the highest wins. You have 2 minutes. Go!
Come on, Ferran. You can do it.
This guy looks like a professional. Okay, all right, let's go.
Time to go.
What are you doing? Are you measuring things?
We have the same materials. Figure it out.
Bro, what do you mean figure it out? All right, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this blue food coloring dye thingy, put it into this water. Hopefully that helps. This goes right here. Oh, okay, we're good. Yo, do you have goggles on?
Yeah, bro, it's safety.
Safety? Okay, hold on. My bad. Okay, let's go.
Experience, dude.
Okay, maybe just a little bit more.
Wait, he's just pouring random things on the volcano.
Okay. A little bit more of the powder, or am I good?
No, I think you need more. Yeah, okay. Just a little bit. Oh, yeah, that's a little bit more.
Yeah, you're good.
That's what I'm doing.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
I have an idea.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
Where is he going?
Perfect, right here.
So, you might be wondering why I have dish soap, but trust me, I saw this trick on TikTok that if you use dish soap, it's actually going to make the explosion bigger. So, let's go.
30 seconds?
Alright, I got dish soap.
Wait, it looks like he grabbed soap.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's that for? It's actually a trend on TikTok. You haven't seen it?
Bro, I'm too busy figuring out my life.
What? You're not on TikTok? Okay, I guess. Alright, I'm just gonna put this in here.
Do you know how much to put? No? Okay.
Oh, I'm kind of missing. Okay. Alright, we're good. Next, put my hands. Alright.
Alright, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Alright, everyone step back. Further back. Alright.
Now the teacher's gonna test which volcano is gonna erupt the highest.
I hope free for all wins.
Alright, Samuel, let's test out your volcano first. Ready?
Oh my gosh. Oh
my Get ready, gosh. Everyone.
Betty, that explosion was so big.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, so Ferran's volcano is going to have to erupt even bigger than that for him to win this challenge.
All right, Ferran, do you think that you can beat Samuel's volcano?
I think so. Let's go.
All right, let's test it out. Everyone stand back again.
Ferran's volcano is about to explode. I think you won.
It's on the ceiling.
Yo, I definitely beat Samuel.
I think you did, Brad.
Let's go!
I can't believe it actually worked.
Yo, I can't believe I just won this science contest. That was actually crazy. But anyways, I'm off to my next class, PE, and I know I'm going to kill it because I've been working out all summer.
Ferran's next challenge is going to be about strength and courage.
He's gonna be competing against the strongest senior in this school.
But on the way to class, he's gonna have to overcome a little obstacle. Ferran, you got this.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Ferran. I knew you couldn't ditch earlier, but I got you some Taco Bell.
You got me Taco Bell?
Yeah.
And how do you know I like Taco Bell?
Let's just say I know you pretty well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to my next class, PE.
Oh, why don't you hang out with me and the cool kids?
No, I have to go to class. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Well, how about me and my friends meet up with you after class, and we can hang out?
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Yo, that was cool. She got me Taco Bell, but I still have to go to PE.
Alright boys, today we're going to test your strength. We got the freshman going against the senior. Whoever climbs the rope and grabs the flag first, wins.
Ferran, you got this.
Let's go, baby.
Ferran, you got color yellow. Captain of the wrestling team, you got color blue.
Easy.
Alright, let's go.
Let's go.
What you got? You think you're going to win?
I am.
Oh, you're flexing your... Oh, how do you do that? Oh, yeah, matter of fact.
Thank you.
It's going to get real right now.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Let's go. What you
don't
know?
Let's go.
What you don't know?
The guy that Ferran is going up against looks super strong.
Babe, Ferran and I have been working out all summer. Ferran's got this. We've been getting these games, baby.
Sure.
Come on, Ferran. All you gotta do is get that flag.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Come on, Princess.
So close.
At least he tried.
Too easy. That was the second challenge that Ferran has failed so far. If he fails one more, then he proves to us that he's not ready for a bigger school.
And the next challenge is going to be all about peer pressure.
But this peer pressure was going to be something that would be really hard for Ferran to say no to.
Ferran,
Dude, check this out. Come on, wanna hang out with cool kids?
What? Nah, and do what?
You sound a little crazy. Bro, just kick it. What do you mean?
What are you guys gonna do?
I mean, I think it would be pretty funny if you pulled the fire alarm.
Yes, pull the fire alarm.
You think he's gonna pull it?
No, to be honest, I don't think that he would do something like that.
You want me to pull the fire alarm?
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, what
about?
Don't pull it, Ferran. Do not pull it.
Oh, that is not a smart idea. Why would I pull the fire alarm? I'm not doing it.
Yo, why would you pull the fire alarm? Why would you pull the fire alarm?
Alright, you guys, Ferran's going to the principal's office and he's only got one way to save himself. Ferran's currently in the principal's office, and if he wants to get himself out of this situation, he's gonna have to do the right thing.
And if he doesn't, he fails this challenge and he fails the whole entire day.
Before I come to any conclusions, I'd like to hear your side of the story.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I wasn't the one who pulled the fire alarm, but I'll take responsibility for it because I was around the people who did pull the fire alarm, and I should have made better choices not to hang out with them, but I can understand why that made you upset.
Ferran, you were honest. You stood up and you took responsibility. I'm impressed. We're good to go.
Thank you.
I guess you're going to a bigger school.
I told you I could do it.
I'm so proud of you. I love you.
I love you both.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.